Begin the Quran Dav Mesech the Shabbos Dav Pei Test. Begin on the base. Begin on the taste of the Maslach. This begins words of the Gemara. Tavlin, spices that are Shnaim Veshleishah Shemus, two or three different names. Behem Min Echad, and they're the same species. The taste comes to qualify and explain what does this mean, Shemus. This is going regarding the halacha of the Mishnah that we said that the measurement of the spices that one would be liable on is to spice a Be'akala. Which that's significant. And the Mishnah also said that all different types of spices combine one with the other. And that the Gemara asked, we learned in the Mishnah that says that if someone spices a pot from two or three different shemos, which are our taste of masala is quoting here from that Mishnah, Masechta Arlam, that from one type of a species, or from three different types of species, that then it's going to make the pot forbidden, and they're going to combine one with the other to make the pot forbidden, even if each one on their own does not have enough to spice the pot and to make it prohibited. And that Chizki said, but that's only if they're minimatika. And our Mishnah makes no differentiation. And that the Gemara says, you're right, our Mishnah is also minimatika. But regarding this halacha, that Mishnah, so Tesis brings the Pirish Rashi. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Shnai Mishleisha Shemos, that's one mid? So Rashi says, come like purple, aruch, long pepper, purple, loven, white pepper, purple, shachar, black pepper, which all of them are one type, they're all purple pepper, but it's different names. One's long, one's white, one's black. Now, says Tesis, well, the Perusha, according to Rashi's definition, Hadikani Besefer, this it says at the end of that Mishnah, that Reb Shimon, he says, Bei Shemus Mimin Echad, when there's two names from one type, or Yishnei Min Mishnei Echad, or two types from one name, that he says that Eim and Starfan, they're not going to combine, according to him. So according to Rashi's interpretation, Mishkachas L'Yishnei Min Mishnei Echad, comes out that you can have two types of one name that are not going to combine. Like we find later on the next daf, the tree gavne ahala, that there's two types of ahala, which, and that's what Reb Shimon is referring to, that there's two different types with the same name, that they're both called ahala. That's Rashi's interpretation. Avotem says this is a wonder, this interpretation of Rashi and this halacha of three different types that have the same name, that you're saying that they combine one with the other. Because they have the same name, Yeshlin Starv Yoser, that would be more of a reason to combine them. Ma'amayil Hashem, what is the significance of having the same name? Like we're saying, both are called Ahalah, because it has the same name, Ligramatir, to make it cause to combine together. But Kimachem Shnei Minim, but if they're two different types, Maintem Shava, and they don't even have the same taste, so how could you go ahead and combine them and sweeten it together? So therefore, Taisa brings the Mefashah Bein Tam, gives a different interpretation. Says the Gimel, what does it mean? Shnayim v'shleisha shemois, and it's one type that it's going to combine. It means the Gimel and Yoni Isser, three types of prohibitions. Could go in Shal Arla, which is fruit in the first 3 years, or Shokolai Karim, or from a forbidden mixture of plants, Mishal Ashera, or from a forbidden tree, Mishal Nidachas, and from a city that they had done idolatry. Kari Gimel Shemois, that's called three different names. So, in other words, if let's say, you're mixing pepper that's arlo and pepper that's clad camera, pepper from an asherah tree, and you put them in one pot, then we're saying it's going to combine to make the pot forbidden. Because although there's three different prohibitions, because Taisus translates shemois not as names like Rashi does, but as isurin, but still, it's all the same type. It's all pepper, and they're going to combine for the isur. Because I mean, like we say in Masechtas Makos, that we see that the word shemois actually refers to, like Rabbi Tam is saying, that of the prohibition. We find this by the halacha of witnesses that testified regarding a person that is obligated to his friend 200 zuz, and turns out that they're edim zayman. May holds they're loikin umisham. They get lashes, the edim zayman, and they have to pay. We generally say in loikin umisham, you don't get two punishments. So that what the Gemara says, shaloi hashem ha-mevil de makas, because it's not the name that brings the person, the false witnesses, to get the punishment of lashes. That's mevil de teshlumin that would also bring to that of the payments. Because the lashes is because Laisan Bericha et Shaker. The payment is because of Kasha Zamam. So you see that the reference of Shemus refers to the Isser. And the Beperga Makabal, the Gemara Bamatsia, Dafkofi Ravam and Alav says, Oivu Bechala Shemus Halalu. It's talking about someone who doesn't pay his worker on time. It says he violates all these Shemus, which that refers to all these Isurim of Baltashik, Baltigzel, Baltalim. And says, Tais Vechemash Behed Yerushalmi, Brish Perg Bezdim Sechin Zarlo. The Tani with the Yerushalmi says, Hatruma. Metrumas Maisa, Metrumas Shal Demai, Vachala, Vabikurim, all these different things that are all types of trumas, that if let's say they fall into a pot of chulim, that they could be bottled in a mixture of 101, and they combine with each other. In other words, so if you have this prohibited element of truma, and one of truma's meiser, and it mixes into a mixture of 100, so the two food items will combine to make the chulin pot forbidden, that you won't have 100 to 1. Rather, you'll need 200 because they're going to combine. So you see that this idea, and because they have the same taste, so therefore they're going to be they're not going to be mevatel each other. Umitzavim zem zem, and they combine one with the other. The Kamala of Gemara, and the Gemara says the Reb Shimon nitzucha. According to Reb Shimon, you have to say this halacha. That is the Avag of Dom Reb Shimon ain't shnei shameless mitzdarfin, and here's where the Raya of Taisus is. Even Reb Shimon says that two names are not mitzdarf for the Isser. Hachamayda, here he agrees that the different Nishum will combine Shekulim Shem Truma because they're all called Truma. But again, you see, says Taisus, another proof that the word shame connotes the Isser, not the essence of the thing, like Rashi says that it's black pepper and white pepper and so on, and therefore Rabbein Tam gives this different interpretation of shameless, which Rashi says it's like the name, but this is difficulty. Why would the names be significant for a combination? Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, the name means the Isser. And yes, it's the same type of thing, and therefore they're going to combine, even though they have different Isser. The next says the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Asur no Mitztarfen. They're prohibited, and they combine. So what does this word Mitztarfen come to tell us? Is regarding the prohibition, or is it possibly even regarding lashes? And that is, we quoted the Mishnah Sechdes Arla, that someone who spices his pot from two or three different names, which we just had the previous taste, they explain what that is, that's from one type, or from three different types, that they make the pot forbidden, and it says they combine one with the other to make the pot forbidden, if, let's say, each one on their own would not have enough to spice the pot. So Taisa says, L'chayin nira, or seemingly be the explanation, meditana asurim, if it already said that they're going to make it forbidden, the Tana Asur Mitztarfen, and then says the word that they're going to combine, sounds like it's referring to two different ideas. The Asurin, because we know, of course, we make it prohibited. It just says together. The Asurin Hanu Lesa Segedera, prohibited means to say it's going to make the pot forbidden, which is the Isser itself. Umitztarfen, and when they were saying it's going to combine, that's for an additional thing, that's Lamalkas. That's, they will combine even for a person to get the punishment of lashes. Now, on that Taisa addresses, although regarding the liability of Karma Chatzis, Aminim Perikal God, the Gemara previously of Ayin Alf Amin Alf told us, the Chaylev, or Pigel, the Neiser, that these prohibitions of forbidden fats, a carbon had an inappropriate machshava, and that was left over, that they don't, that Ain Starvin, that they don't combine to make the share of a Kazayas of a liability, to be Chayev, a Chatzis, if he ate a combination of all of them, a Kazayas. So how are we saying over here that they combine? Says Tais Lamalkas Mitzarfen, yeah. Although for Chatas it doesn't, but for Malkas, for lashes, they do combine. And because the person ultimately had that pleasure of a Kazayas, of a prohibited thing, which he did be Mason. Perik Basad Abay Dezara, and Tais says in the last Perik in the Dezara of Samachvav Merav, the Pligi by Merav, we have a Machlik Zabay Merav, regarding something that's us that gets mixed in something that's permitted. Shalacha is when it's Min B'minoi, when it's the same type, it's B'mashuhu. And min b'she'en aminai is if it gives a taste. Now, the baya sub, a baya holds, the bus of time aslina. Now, we go after the taste. In other words, that if, let's say, the taste of the isser is different than the thing that gets mixed into, even though they both have the same name, then that's considered min b'she'en aminai. I mean, what do you consider as the same species or different ones? So, baya says, based on taste. Even though it has the same name, but if it has a different taste, that's going to be considered min b'she'en aminai. Like, the, and that's the halachic significance. There's different types of bitl and taruvas, and it's mibamina, minvishaina mina. Now, Bukama Abaya, Mina Minala. Abaya continues and he says, and how do I know this? That we go primarily on the taste to define if it's the same type of the food item or it's something else. He says it's not, because you learn the Mishnah, which is the Mishnah Argamor is quoting of Tavlin, Beis, Begim, Shemes, Vachulu. If you have spices, two or three different names, and they're from the same type, or like we said, three types, then it's going to be us and they combine. So, that he says, yeah, if you're going to say, like Abaya says, the bus of time has lina, then you go based on the taste. So you can understand why the spices have three different names, they combine to make the pot forbidden. Why? Because kulachat time in them. Because although they have different names, but they have the same taste. So they're going to combine. But if you're going to say, buster shmaz lina, go based on the name to define what the food item is. But if they have these three different types of spices, each one has its own different name. So, each one has its own name. How could they combine? So, obviously, you go based on taste. And that the Gemara brings that. Rava Amar, Rava who says you go based on the name, he says, Hamani, who's the Tana of this Mishnah that we're quoting here in our Gemara? It's The Amma that says, it's Reb Meir. It's going like Reb Meir. The Amma that he says, Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah, all prohibited things in the Torah, Mitztarfim Zem Zem. Yeah, even if it's a different nisr, it's a different shame, which that is what we define the food item, it's still going to combine. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk, L'Yisrael Kol Ta'ir B'Nal Yid Inni of Abomination, which Reb Meir understands to mean, Kol Shati Avtu L'Chareya B'Bal Teicha, whatever made an abomination, is forbidden to be eaten. In other words, they're all included in the same isr of L'Teichel, and therefore, they will combine together. Says Taisis, so that's what you have to say for Rav, that is like Rameh. Now Mashmud sounds like the Labayah, according to Labayah, that Asya, that our Mishnah would be, that we're quoting in Arla, Fila, leave the Rabban and Rameh. That that's even going like the Rabbanan who disagree with Rameh. Because it's only Rav who has to say the Mishnah Rameh. But Abayah could say it's even like the Rabbanan. Now, Avagav Dal Karcho Pli Gilel. Now, this is the difficulty Taisis is addressing. Although, most definitely, we have to say that Rabbanan disagreed with Rameh Lachalapachas, at least Lena Malkus regarding lashes. There are mayor holes, if you eat two different types, they combine for lashes. Rabbanan obviously disagree with that. No, you don't get lashes. Now, Savra Abaya, but Abaya held, and that's difficult because we said here regarding lashes that they are going to combine. So Savra Abaya understands the loy pligi el abbeis minim. You're right. The Abaya understands that Rabban do not disagree with mayor only when they're two different types. For example, you get a half a zayis of nevela and a half a zayis of chelav. Abbeis yisun a min echad. But if it's two prohibitions in the same type, let's eat a half of a zayis of a riman of truma. That loy the rabbanu do not disagree, and that the chum do agree that it would combine from malchus exactly like the premise we were saying up until now. Although let's say for chatzis it doesn't, but for malchus it would. Then Taisis brings up another question. It says well, Adam Rishlokas with Perakat Haroibus. This the Rishlokas says in Zvachim Daf Ayin Chesam and Aleph. Says a pigul vanoyis about tummy. These are different isurim. Pigul is a carbon that had a wrong machshava. They say if the carbon was left over, tummy if it was tummy, if someone takes an olive sizer, each one of these isurim, shabol and zebazen, then someone mixes them all together for achan eat them. So just like a the person can be exempt. Why? Three isurim. Why would you have no liability? Because it's not possible that you're not going to have that the species will come along and nullify the other one in a majority, meaning when the person is chewing in his mouth, these three types, obviously one of them is a minority in the other two, and it's bottled to the other one. So, therefore, it's clear that you're not having definitely of one, because at the end it's gonna be bottled. What happens is, but yeah, definitely it's possible, but the thing is, since we don't know when we're warning you which one at the end you're eating a kizayis that's not bottling the other ones, so you can't give a definitive warning. And by what's called asra safik, a person not going to be liable for malchus. And as Tais explains, so that aloha vishlokesh is a lamalchus ayir. It's talking about regarding lashes. And the reason how we know it's regarding lashes is because the betame leshayach bechatas, because one of those three isurim is regarding the isra of eating kachin at tummy, that the liability is not a karma chatas. So, it's talking about regarding lashes. Now, the Ba'id moreover says, when they come a husband, from the fact that the Gemara says, with the Shmamin Asra, Sabik Loishma Asra, and that's the principle that Rish Lakish is based on, even though for sure he might be eating Isser, we don't know which is the one from the other ones that are being bottled in the other ones, but the Gemara says, but one thing we see is that it's when it's a doubtful warning, it's not considered a warning. So, obviously that tells us that we're talking about regarding lashes, which is when you're doing the mazik. Now, on that says Taisis, umin mevatlin zeh zeh. So the fact that we're saying that they're going to nullify each other, hayimashma, that would sound like, v'shnei isun l'rabban and r'meir, that when you have two prohibitions, according to Rabban r'meir, that aim at starfen, that they don't combine even for lashes, because if they would combine, how they nullify one the other? And that seemingly contradicts what we just said before, the Chacham of r'meir agree, when they're two isum of one type, that they do combine for lashes. They were saying that, no, they're actually nullifying each other. That you actually have no liability. So that says Taisit Tzachlem, what you have to say is the Ava Pesham about Mazazel, no. Although it's like we just brought right now in the Gemara and Zvachim, that they knew that, like Rish Lakish said, they nullify one another. But Kishabalan, Mitztarfin Hein Lamalkas. But when you mix the Kishabalan, that's meaning that's only when you mix them together. But when they're not mixed together, Mitztarfin Hein Lamalkas, they will combine for getting lashes. It's obvious in the Gemara Milah of Yedayin on the base, because the Mishnah teaches how pigul banoisa tami. It says ein mitzdarf. But wait, the Gemara explains. But come the Gemara says loishan, we didn't learn this elutumas yedayin, because there's a gezera that the Chacham made regarding if someone touches Nois and Pigel, we don't want the Kohen to be lazy, that it should be left over or to be deliberate and make it into Pigel. So we made a Tumah of Yadayim. But since it's rabbinic, so we're going to say it's not going to combine with Tumas Yadayim. But that's only because it's rabbinic. But as the Gemara says, Avalachila Mitzdarf, and we're going to eating, they do combine. So let's say you have less than the Kezayis of Pigel, and the Nois supplements into Kezayis and you eat it, you are going to be liable. So you see that they do combine. But then Taisa has a different problem. So then we do see that they are going to combine, as we see in the Gemara Me'ila. The Gemara in Zvachim says that Mimavat. Well, that's only when they mix together. But then Taisa has a different question that comes up from that sugya. But it's a last week, that Gemara in Me'ila, why did it have to bring a pasuk that for eating that the pigle and nois and tummy will combine, milo yoichel ki kodesh, and the pasuk says don't eat it because they're holy, which that teaches us called shema kodesh pasul, whatever what's holy that's invalid, ba cause of eating nois and salad chalas and tars coming to tell us a negative prohibition not to eat it, so they're all in the same nois and same, therefore they combine. Pirish midedem v'lav echem and starfim because they were said in one negative prohibition they combine. The question is, wait a second, but we said already that why they combine? Why would we need a special pasuk? He said that when the two Isurim from the same type, they combine. It says, Taisis la Yitzchak el Reb Shimon. You're right. That pasuk that was necessary was only according to Reb Shimon. The Amen that we quoted him in our sugya, that we're saying here, that from that Mishnah we quote in our sugya, that he's the safe for that Mishnah. He says, Bei Shemus Emes Tafen. He says, when there's two different names, they don't combine. But that's what the Gemara B'Dei Me'ilah is saying. But Kodesh Maida, but by Karbanas, he agrees, he, Mishum Krod, Reb Eliezer, from the pasuk that Reb Eliezer brings, that from Kiyach, lo Yechel Ki Kodesh Hem, that they are going to combine. But you're right, I'm Rabbanan, I feel the Balmam, it's Tafen, even without a pasuk, like we said, they do combine for lashes. The Matthew is bothered by another question. He says, this is the Gemara says, Me'il Daf Yitrezim Ra'af. Ha'arla v'klai kerm et starfin, that the prohibitions of a tree and its fruits in the first 3 years. And the klai kerm, which is different, like wheat and barley that's planted in a vineyard, that those two Yisroom, if you have half of this and half of that, they combine. So it says, Asi Shabek Rabbanan Aliba V'Abai. That's very good according to the Rabbanan, according to the way Abaye says, that two Yisroom and the same type, the Rabbanan agree that they're going to combine. But Amir, however, Lafizah, based on this, Mitzdarfin, the Reshom, when the Mishnah says over there, Ha'arla V'Klai Kerem Mitzdarfin, that when it mentioned the word Mitzdarfin, Lo'yav Perusha, then the interpretation is not K'moy Ein Mitzdarfin Reb Shimon. It's not like when Reb Shimon says in the Seifa that they don't combine. It's not the same, Mitzdarfin doesn't mean the same thing. When Reb Shimon says they don't combine, that's regarding the actual prohibition. Because the Ilam Malkus, everything he's referring to lashes, it can't be. Because he holds in general that a minute amount makes a person liable for lashes. And therefore, it wouldn't be applicable regarding the halacha of tzir of combination. Obviously, when he says mitzafin, it's regarding the Isser. But the mitzafin of the Reisha, we said regarding the Rabbanan, that's regarding the lashes. So Rabbein Tam explains that actually, the Isur, he gives it, so therefore, going back to the beginning of Taisus, I mean, that's a difficulty that Taisus has regarding this interpretation. It could still be, just that the word Mestarfin or Emet Starfin is going to mean something different. One's going to be regarding Lash, one's regarding the Isur. But that was one interpretation. Now, Taisus being Rabbein Tam, she actually explains, not like we said in the beginning, we said the Isur means to make the pot forbidden and Mestarfin is for lashes. Rabbein Tam explained, actually, the Isur Mestarfin, Hakol Mayri Litzdarif, Lesser Segedev Lelamakos. No, they're all talking about regarding combining, making the pot forbidden, and it's not referring to anything regarding that of lashes. Now, or Inami, another person it brings, is that when it says that the spice in two, three different names, that they are surin, that means say the forbidden benesina's tam, if it gives taste, in Nafla Begedev, if it falls into a pot. Then what does it mean to mitzvah when they combine? That's without taste. That's lesser, but tarayvus yavish. That's when you have a mixture of dry things, which don't have the same type of mixture as things that give taste. That's blind this in this time. That's without giving a taste. And therefore, it's not too many things regarding lashes. That's what the two terms of Asur and the Mitzdarfin mean. Oh, and based on this interpretation, the last one we just gave, says, Taste of Hashtav, Mitzdarfin, Kamei, Eim, Mitzdarfin, the Savior, Reb Shimon. Now it makes sense that Mishnah, that when Reb Shimon says Eim, Mitzdarfin, they're both the same as the Reish Rabbanon when it says Mitzdarfin, which we said is regarding the Isser. So Reb Shimon, he says at the end, Eim, Mitzdarfin, is also regarding the Isser, not like the first interpretation we had that it was talking about regarding lashes.